This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
The amount of chirps from people about this whole Caitlin Clark thing is pretty ridiculous.
What are they saying?
Well, it started off with nobody cares about women's sports.
I'm so tired of that narrative.
Well, and it was
wrong.
It's
not even true.
The women's NCAA tournament absolutely demolished the men's for viewership.
It's the only basketball I've ever watched.
There you go. And then there was the actual players of the WNBA that didn't like how much hype she was getting. And I get the idea of like how hard they had to battle to be recognized. And now all of a sudden this new young blood's coming through that's just getting all of the attention.
Yeah, I was reading that she might have this deal with Nike that's like 28 mil.
She just did. She locked it in. That's what I was getting to. Nike signed her for $28 million. 8-year deal includes a signature shoe. It's the largest sponsorship deal for a female basketball player of
Sick.
All time.
I'm excited for the commercials. They'll be so good.
Yeah. Her wage or salary got released. If I'm not mistaken, $78,000 for her first year in the WNBA. But then you got the people mocking like how little she's making.
Okay.
But then she makes this $28 million deal and people are now mocking like it's way too much.
Oh my gosh.
Ridiculous. Like if everybody shut the hell up and just watch this athlete, we're getting to watch her right from the start of what it will be very likely an incredible career between what she's making and what, you know, a lot of the other players in the league are making. I can see why there's some hostility there, right?
Like that's why I don't tell you how much I make.
Yeah, I bet.
See? People don't like talking about money. It's weird.
Yeah, maybe it's
maybe everyone should just mind their business. Ever think about that?
Maybe it's time athletes, they don't release what they're making anymore.
Good for Caitlin Clark. Look at us go.
Evanescence is coming through. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. This is a big announcement.
Rogers, this fall, tickets are on sale to the general public 10 a.m. on Friday.
This is my type of show because I love wearing black on black.
Yeah.
So dressing for it would be so easy for
me.
Yeah,
you've really gotten into that, hey?
Well, it's all I wear, yeah.
Sunday, October 20th is when Evanescence will be here.
Perfect.
So you say that you're a big fan, but I want to put you to the test.
No. I don't want to be put to the test. I just know like when an Evanescence song is on.
Yeah.
I
can sing along.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's why I'm calling this segment Lisa Evans Essence. because...
Evans Essence?
You have to try to sing along without seeing the lyrics.
What song is this?
My Immortal? Come on. I'm so tired.
Being here.
There you go.
Suppressed all of my... childish fears.
Okay, you're on it.
I'm so lonely all the time.
That wasn't right, but you keep going.
I am sad and stuff, and that is all.
Leave me alone.
I'm so
these wounds won't
seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's nothing more that time can ever heal. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. You sing, I'll fight away all of your fears. You cried, I'll lay on the air. You still have. Here we go. All of me.
Okay, lyrically didn't nail it. Note-wise.
Eh.
No, that was really good.
Oh, really?
You were so into it. Are those tears in your
eyes?
Well,
you gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta cry. You gotta fake it till you make it. If you don't know the lyrics, at least show the emotions.
Uh-huh. I remember them saying that about like really good artists. Quite often, if they like start singing the wrong verse, they don't care. They just do it.
Well, I remember when Bieber forgot all of his lyrics to Peaches.
And he just made it up?
No, this is what you do when you're on stage and you forget your lyrics. You put the microphone out to the crowd.
Oh.
And they will take over.
Oh, that's
especially
good.
People in the front row. Nobody's in the front row that doesn't know
that's
every single song. What was that duet that she had with Seether?
Broken, I believe.
Oh, cause I'm broke. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah. She does a very good job of singing from her core.
Well, it's like,
you know
in
what
the
I mean?
Chest.
Yeah, yeah. Like you could feel the lyrics she sings.
Yeah.
I'd say one of the best ever for that, actually. Like,
on almost underrated, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, they were huge for a few years there, but you're right. Okay. They should have had the longevity of being massive. Still, I bet that that sells out. That'll be a wanted ticket.
Now, let's be honest. Would Evan's Essence also sell out?
I could see you opening for her. I feel like this is a no-win situation. A comedian is under some scrutiny. Arge Barker is his name, and he was performing, and a mother was breastfeeding. And he said that it was like close enough that the sounds were picking up in the microphone, and he was trying to record his set. And it was distracting, obviously, right?
Yeah.
When I'm up there, so even if somebody like scratches their head, you notice it, and it could throw you off a little bit. That's why, like, for most comics, hecklers suck. It's because you're trying to navigate through half an hour worth of material that you have memorized, and you've already missed a joke, and you want to incorporate it back in, and you want to put it somewhere else. Like, it is something that you, when you just watch a comic, you're like, oh man, they're just killing it. They're just funny. But there's actually so much going on in their
head. Yeah, it's when they're taking a sip from their water, or they're saying like, oh, that's crazy, I'll never forget it. Like, that's them literally trying to remember what their next joke is. So I could see it being distracting, for sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go to the extent of telling the woman to leave.
100%. He did say, this was all to do with audio disruption of my show. Nothing more. For the record, I support public breastfeeding as it's perfectly natural.
Well, that's great. I just find it strange that someone would bring a baby to a comedy show because isn't it? Can you bring a baby to a comedy? I've never seen one at one. So that's interesting to me.
Yeah, he said that the theater should have flagged the age restriction beforehand.
Mm, okay.
But once again said, this was all to do with audio disruption.
What kind of sounds was this baby making?
Probably something like, I would assume.
Really?
Yeah.
What do I know? I've never done it, but so I've heard.
I did it until I was about 9, and I do remember that, yeah, that's the case.
You would.
It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
I don't know why, but quite often we'll get asked if we want to DJ weddings. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Well, I think a lot of people maybe assume that we're
like actual DJs.
Yeah, like we know how to like spin on the ones and twos, and we know everything about every artist and when albums came out. Like, we try for sure.
No,
but
I'll like hold fort while the actual DJ goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, but you're faking it.
Yeah, totally. Like, I'll get them to put on like a pre-made mix,
yeah.
Or at like my house party when we have DJs sometimes.
Right.
I'll actually get on there and
yeah, and it's terrible.
Thanks. But yeah, so we get asked to DJ weddings a lot. And then when we say no, we're not very good at it, they say, well, maybe we'll just build a Spotify list.
And you just hang out.
Can you suggest some songs that'll get the people going?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I've actually gone to numerous different DJs to compile a list so that I can copy and paste this and send it to people when they ask that. I'm like, go with these bangers, and it'll get the people going.
So I texted a few DJ friends that I know. No response. But then I remembered, oh, it's 7 a.m. Yeah. DJs sleep until 3 p.m.
Yeah, good effort. Okay, so the top 7 songs that if you're DJing your own wedding and you want to get the people going.
I mean, if you are planning a wedding for this summer and you want to cut costs, you can just build a playlist and get your uncle to do it for free.
Or like maybe it's a house party. Maybe, I don't know, it's a after party at a funeral or something. I don't know
it's
what you're
grad
spinning.
Season.
Grad season. Exactly. So here's a list of songs that will get the people on the dance floor. At number 7, the newest song of the bunch, because we're diving into some classics.
Yeah, we are.
But it's the 80s vibes, the lyrics. I don't know, it just gets the people going. We got The Weeknd and Blinding Lights. I can see clearly when you're gone. Oh, oh, I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Hey, you gotta remember, some of these fit early in the night. Some of them are like later. Some of them are like when the dance floor is already busy to keep everybody
it going
out there.
So there's actually, if you didn't know this, a little behind the scenes information about DJing. They do sometimes purposely play songs where they know people won't dance because if it's an event where they want people buying drinks,
Okay.
Or going in and bidding on the silent auction. They will purposely play.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's almost like a little break. So it's not like the dance floor is filled the entire night. They want you to go and mingle and go do other things. And then they'll reel you back in with another jam.
Well, and they build up. They'll have a song that like gets half the dance floor going. And then all of a sudden the next one's like just an absolute fire track. So that's what these all are. These are like the real good ones.
When it's really packed, though, I know that DJs like to keep that momentum. So they'll do whatever it takes to keep people around for like five songs in a row.
Coming in at number six, Eddie Rabbit, Love a Rainy Night.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night.
Once again, these are the top seven songs that'll get a dance floor jumping.
Oh, yeah, like Auntie Barb is out there to step in.
At number five.
They love it.
We got Show Me Love. The other thing you'll often see is like they'll do a country set where they play a few, you know, you had somebody out there two-step and you want to keep them on the floor for a few tracks.
Yeah, you're not going to go from one two-step song into Kesha TikTok. That's not how it works.
Exactly. Well, yeah. New DJs might.
Maybe.
But the vets, they know better. So this is like if you are in that country set, Cadillac Ranch coming in at number four.
I've never felt older in my life than when I went to Cook County. I think this was last summer. And there's a new one. There's a new
line dance
that Gen Z is doing. And it's so cool. And I didn't know any of the moves.
Did you try?
I tried so hard.
You were out on the floor failing?
Yes. And wow. But I was watching everyone else and they were so confident. They were so good at it. And I was like, where'd you learn this? What is this?
Probably high school.
I didn't even know what the song was. I couldn't get my phone out to Shazam it in time. So if anyone knows what that new line dance is, where they're like kicking their feet up and stuff, it's so good. I was like, what song is this? I'm old.
Coming in at number three for songs that will get the dance floor going, You Shook Me All Night Long from AC/DC.
That's usually when a woman named Kathy is like way too wasted off white wine and like lights a dart on the dance floor.
Yeah.
That song will trigger that.
Get a couple uncles playing the air guitar out there.
Yeah. People have their ties like around their forehead at that point for sure.
Coming in at number two easily could have been number one. And like the confidence that ABBA would have had when they came out with this track and they're like, you know what? This is called Dancing Queen. Because it's one of the most epic dancing songs of all time.
You know, this song took them a very long time to actually make. It took them like 6 months to figure out how to perfect it, and then it was so worth it.
Like I said,
Soak Frida and Agnetha just crushing it on the vocals.
That could have been number one, but I had to go with this one because I've seen it in action and there's something spectacular about it.
Okay.
It brings out everyone and they give her. So if you are building a playlist for maybe a wedding dance or school dance, whatever.
I don't know what you put in at number one. But we got some very passionate people on the text line that are like, if it's not blank, I'm going to riot.
No, just trust me on this one.
Okay.
It's Daddy Yankee and Gasolina. don't know if it's the predictable like beats. It's easy to dance to, maybe. You can throw in some salsa. Yeah.
Yeah, you move your hips around. Yeah, where was I want to dance with somebody? Whitney Houston, where was Rasputin? Like, this might be a little bit faulty.
This is my top seven list of songs that I know get the dance floor going. So you don't.
I Love a Rainy Night. Maybe shouldn't have been on it. Like, there's like maybe six people two-stepping. Maybe. Maybe it's different. I'm from, born and raised, Berta girl. Like, you're from Saskatchewan. Maybe it's different.
Do you remember what I said going into this?
No.
I said, hey, don't just chirp the list the whole time. It'll really take away from the excitement of it. So thanks for saving it for the end, I guess.
We just need a little Whitney.
Five simple words. $1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by caller 7,
nope.
Elizabeth.
Oh, Texter.
Yeah. Texter 107, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. All right.
Ready to win $1,000?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Imagine.
Tell us something fun you'd spend the money on.
Yeah, nothing boring like bills.
Myself?
Yeah, spoil yourself.
That's good. Yeah.
Yes. I like it. A spa day, a hair day, a facial, whatever you need. Okay, Elizabeth, this is how the game works. You're going to choose a teammate. They're going to leave the studio. They're not going to hear round one with you, where the other host will give you 5 words. You have 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind. We'll invite your teammate back in. For every word that matches with yours, it's $25. If all 5 match, we'll jump it up to $1,000. Who's your teammate?
Ryder, please.
Get out of here. Oh, can you test out my timer? It wasn't working yesterday.
Try it.
Okay, hold on. One second.
Yep.
You can,
I can hear
that?
Yep.
Beauty. All right, get out of here. Elizabeth, I'm starting your timer after the first word. Best of luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What comes to your mind when I say pluck? P-L, pluck.
Pass.
Floss.
Teeth.
Scratch.
Sniff.
Charger.
Bone.
Slam.
Door.
Let's do pluck again. P-L-U-C-K. Pluck.
Feathers.
And what'd you say for scratch?
Sniff.
Miss?
No, sniff.
Sniff. Good answers. All right, let's get Ryder back in here. Are you ready, Ryder?
Yeah.
Elizabeth did so good. This is Elizabeth's first time ever playing. With that 25-second timer, there's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
But you can relax now. All right.
Yes.
Pressure's on me at this point.
Mm-hmm. Floss.
Teeth.
$25. Charger.
Phone.
$50. Slam.
I have 2-3 words. Slam. I'm going to say dunk.
Door.
Oh.
No. It's okay. We got $50. Let's make it 75.
One of my words
was... What was the other word? Like, what's 3?
Grand. Slam.
Because
I thought the breakfast and... Like in baseball.
You had door in your head though, right? No.
No.
What?
And then the other one was pogs because you get a slammer.
Oh my gosh.
This is why people got to start picking you.
Okay. We got $50, Elizabeth. Let's make it 75. Ryder, what comes to your mind when I say scratch?
Itch.
Sniff is what Elizabeth said, which is such a fun answer. I love that. Okay. One more word to go. Pluck.
I'm going to say eyebrows.
Feathers, what Elizabeth
said.
Elizabeth, you did so good. I loved your answers. You picked up $50.
Yes, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
Sorry, I should have done a little better with those words.
I thought that it was pretty good.
Next chance to play tomorrow morning at 7:50. Be listening for the cue to text.
And let us know, would you have won $1,000?
Pretty wild story here. A Belgian man whose body produces alcohol was acquitted of a drunk driving charge. So he suffers from a rare condition called auto brewery syndrome. Have you ever even heard of this?
So like his body's just constantly
generating
fermented?
Alcohol. Yeah. He like creates his own booze inside
from
his
what?
Body.
Like what does he eat grapes and then all of a sudden he's like wine?
I think maybe chemicals in his stomach fermented, and like, anyway, it turns out like he wasn't drunk. He didn't show any signs of being drunk, but like he blew way over.
Yeah, yeah. Does he always have like a beer breath?
I don't know. His tolerance must be lights out, though, you would think, or maybe not.
Maybe like, he doesn't drink.
Yeah. He works at a brewery, oddly.
What? Okay, this seems very fishy. Like, I'm sorry, if he works at a brewery.
No, three different doctors confirmed independently at trial that this is something he suffers from.
What?
And he wasn't experiencing any symptoms of intoxication when he blew over. Yeah, it's just a wild ride.
What is this called again?
Well, it's a great name. Auto Brewery Syndrome.
Okay.
Can you imagine that? Something you deal with, and then the line of work you choose is, I'm going to go make beer like outside my body too. I have a bold statement here. I don't know how well it's going to go over with you or the listeners, but I'm kind of done with Jerry Seinfeld lately.
Why?
Every time he has a comment, he's a know-it-all.
As he should be.
Splash in a bit of humility in the mix. He was reflecting on his first feature film, Unfrosted, and he said, disorientation replaced the movie business. Many people in Hollywood don't have any idea that the movie business is over.
What?
Like, I don't know. He's just like, he's so matter of fact. And that's people's like livelihood.
I will say there is something annoying about people that talk matter of fact when it's just their opinion.
Exactly.
It's very hard to be around that energy.
Are we bad for that?
I don't think so. I feel like we're very good at...
That's just my opinion at the end of a bald take.
I think so.
Okay.
And it's not like we're both on here all the time going, yeah, yeah, totally. Like agreeing with each other. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you usually argue with me just for the fun of it.
No, because you're wrong. You know? So
see, that was a little too matter of fact. Could less flatulent cows save the world? Researchers say farmers might be able to breed cows that fart less, which would then reduce methane emissions. Methane gas contributor, obviously, to global warming.
So how do we get them to stop farting so much?
I think just shaming them works the best for me. Like,
hold it in.
Oh, gross, bro.
Yeah, are you just about done?
Yeah, a few of those. That wasn't one of the things that they suggested. The scientists, though, they have some strategies that they're looking at, such as converting farmland to wetland. Because of the grazing and like all the dry grass that they're eating, just turns straight into farts.
Huh.
So this is one of the options. The other one is like breeding lower emission cows. So figuring out different breeds that are farting less and then breeding them together to create a like almost a fartless cow.
Yeah, I remember learning about greenhouse gases and cow farts, and I laughed in school because I was like, that's hilarious. But it's not. It's a serious problem.
Well, especially with how much beef we consume as a society. Like,
yeah, true.
I guess people maybe switching to chicken is another option.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, they still haven't invented a chicken ribeye, so...
Until then?
Maybe not. We're asking you if you've ever won money in court. The cast of the original Blair Witch Project wants a little cut of the remake that's being created right now.
Yeah, so the three main characters that were cast back in the 99 horror classic were paid $300,000 each, I think, for starring in the movie, but it ended up grossing almost $250 million. So now that it's being rebooted, which was news to the actors, they were saying like, oh, like we're very happy that Lionsgate, it's their right to monetize and it's their property. But we got to highlight the fact that we had a significant contribution to the money that was brought in. I mean, the acting was unreal, you have to admit.
We all
believed that it was a documentary. Anyway, we wanted to ask you if you've ever taken anyone to court and won money. This text here says, I once took my landlord to court over my damage deposit and I won. We never did a walkthrough inspection, nor did we damage the property. So ended up getting back the full deposit plus some other costs. Oh, wow. Listen to this one. In my childhood, a friend got $25,000 from a carnival because she chipped her tooth on a ride. The bar/seatbelt thing didn't have padding to brace her face, I guess. Whoa, 25 grand is... That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. You know what? I have a friend who had a clothes rack fall on her when she was a kid.
Okay.
And they sued, and she got a lot of money. I just remembered that. Huh. So it does happen.
Yeah, everybody knows that one person that's constantly suing yeah. or trying to sue a company, right? Talking about how some of the actors from the Blair Witch Project want to sue Lionsgate because they're rebooting the movie and they're like, well, can we get some more money? Because we only made $300,000 and the movie grossed over $250 million. Like, come on. So anyway, it got us thinking, like, have you ever taken someone to court and won? And we got this text. We'll keep it anonymous. When I was a kid in the 90s, my best friend sued Precision Bikes. He wiped out and the chain caught his leg and ripped like a big chunk of flesh from his leg.
Oof.
He got a six-figure settlement.
Oh, yeah. I do that intentionally for six figures.
His parents spent it.
What?
On art.
Well, is the art worth more now?
Maybe. Anyway, they go on to say he's probably the reason that chain guards are on bikes now. Because the lawsuit was so big back in the 90s.
Just makes me think of how many times I hurt myself growing up. You know what? I could have sued. I was racing go-karts in the States.
Okay.
And they didn't make us wear helmets. The seatbelt wasn't working in my go-kart. The steering failed and I ended up crashing into a bunch of tires. Dislocated my shoulder, broke three ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy offered me a Sprite if I wouldn't sue him. I thought he was kidding. I was in grade six. And I made the deal.
Yeah, I'd take a Sprite.
I needed one.
Especially in the hot sun.
Well, with that much pain, too, you needed like a little burst of something good. We're talking about times you've taken somebody to court and won.
We just got this text. My parents and us kids were going to a family event. We were hit by a team of horses pulling a carriage full of people. And then the horse owner sued my parents for damaging his horse.
Oh, no. Hope the horse was okay.
Yeah, me too.
And the kids.
It turned into a 5-year court case tons of witnesses being put up on the stand. My parents did eventually win. It's tough to mess with horse people. I mean, I don't know that personally, but it sounds like it would be hard.
Well, yeah, you got to be a durable person to work with horses, I would assume. So
true.
Those are not people you want to go up against in court.
Exactly.
Is the durable.
They love their horses more than humans. It's the thing.
A lot of car accident texts that we're getting. That seems to be the main one that people have actually won, sued somebody. Apparently collecting money is the hardest part, though. Like, it's easy enough to win a court case, but then
getting the money.
Good luck actually getting the money out of them.
Hello, podheads. Ryder and Lisa wanting to sign off today's episode by thanking each and every one of you that takes time to listen to our podcast, to download it, to share it with your friends, family, colleagues. It means the world to us. We're trying to make it a goal to double our podcast listeners. And listen, we're not like getting paid more to do that or anything. It's just we want more and more people to learn about our show. Thank you to everyone that actually does that and spreads the word and the love. We are on pace to doubling our podcast listeners this month, Ryder.
Sorry, I fell asleep there.
Oh my gosh, pay attention.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.